Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn 129, Shir HaMa'alot. Rabot, Rabat Tsraruni Minura Yomarna Yisrael, a song of Ma'alot. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, let Israel now say. Verse 2, Rabat Tsraruni Minura Gan Lo Yachluli. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. Al Gabi Harshu Chorshim Herichu Lemanitam. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. Adonai Tzadik, Kitzetz Avot Rasha'im. The Lord is righteous. He has cut the cords of the wicked. The Yevoshu V'yizgu Achor Kol Sonei Tzion. Let them all who hate Zion be put to shame and turn backwards. Yehu Kechatzir Gagot Kshekidmat Shalaf Yavash. Let them be like the grass on the rooftops, which withers before it's plucked. Shalom milei kapo kotzer v'chitzno me'amer. The reaper doesn't fill his hand, nor he binds sheaves in his bosom. V'lo amru ha'ovrim birkat Adonai lechem barachnu etchem shem Adonai. Those who pass by do not say, the blessing of the Lord is upon you. Rabat tsraruni minurai. Many times have they afflicted me at my youth. Repeated twice in the first two verses seems to set the tone for the psalm. The psalm is an emotional expression of pain and suffering at the hands of enemies of Israel, but at the same time, a bold declaration that Israel will not be defeated. Radak explains that the psalm presents a metaphor for exile as stages in a person's life. The beginning of the exile is like the days of youth, minurai, whereas the length of the exile is like the lifetime of a person reaching old age. The psalm is an expression of the pain and exile, but also a defiant voice against them, noting that in the end, lo yachlu li, they could not defeat me. In an interesting poetic style, the psalmist sets out to describe the slings and arrows of the enemies, but set in the framework of God preventing them from hitting their mark, defeating their plots, disarming their weapons. We emerge with an understanding of the severity of the onslaught, while at the same time appreciating his faith in God, who thwarted all the attacks. Verse 3 describes the intense subjugation of the enemy using the metaphor of the plowshare and the furrow, the backbreaking work in the field, herichu lamanitam. Sforno contextualizes the metaphor as referring to the time when Turnus Rufus, first century Roman senator, and general active in campaign against the Jews during the Great Revolt, plowed over the ruins of the temple with a plowshare as a symbolic act of conquest and destruction. But this act is abruptly cut down in verse 4, symbolizing the quickness with which God will end the servitudes and cut the cords of domination. Hashem tzadik, kitzetz avot rasha'im, God is righteous, cutting down the cords of the evil ones. Sforno uses Egypt as an example of Israel plowing and suffering and God in an instant cutting the cords and setting Israel free. The remainder of the psalm, verses 5, 6, and 7, are filled with the psalmist's wishes and prayers that the Rasha'im will receive their comeuppance. He employs various metaphors and imagery to drive home the point that the evil ones will suffer in retreat. Verse 5 begins with the word Yevoshu v'yizgu achor, denoting the intense shame the enemies will feel when they will have to retreat from their positions as a result of the God of Israel. The word Yevoshu is not foreign to the Psalter, as we have encountered it 32 times before, most specifically in Psalms 40 and 72, which use the same expression of shame as a result of retreat. Let those who seek after my soul to destroy it be altogether ashamed and confounded. Yevoshu v'yizgu. Let those who wish me evil be turned back and put to shame. In ancient history, retreat was seen as the most dishonorable act, especially in Roman legions. In the Battle of Cannae between Rome and Carthage, Hannibal employed a brilliant strategy, killing most and forcing the remaining Romans to retreat. But on their return, many actually committed suicide at the shame involved in retreating. Even in death, they were shunned and denied traditional mourning for soldiers. The end of the verse refers to the Sonei Tzion, the haters of Tzion. Radak offers a prophetic commentary about the relationship of the nations of the world to the land of Israel. He says, don't think they despise the land. The opposite is true. Due to their love for the land, they fight against Israel. Rather, the phrase Tzion here means the sons of Zion. Verse 6, Yihyu kechatzir gagot, they shall be like the grass which grows on the roofs, which withers quickly. This theme also appears throughout Tanakh, comparing of the evil to that which is ephemeral, withering away before its time. Going all the way back to Psalm 1, we see the same themes. We struggle with the same questions throughout it and throughout Jewish history, the seeming success of evil. But fear not, there is nothing to harvest. As the grass is premature, and so too the Rishayim in their seeming success. Verse 8, V'lo amru ha'ovrim birkat Hashem aleichem, passers by, will not say God's blessing upon them. All the commentaries note that it was common custom as people passed by those harvesting their crops to say, God's blessing upon you, for they will see the withered grass and understand that it is an expression of just the opposite, God's curse upon them. Israel, says Ibn Ezra, is compared not to chatzir, withered grass, but to zorim, seeds, planting firmly in the rich soil and meriting the blessings of God physically and spiritually.